Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz was going on, everybody. So I decided to play one of my records that came out, 2007, 8, around there. Yeah, that's my only album. Pretty proud of it, Devil's Own. Nowhere to stream. I barely have the fucking thing. So I just decided it fit the theme of it fit the theme of today's topic. So I was like, you know what? It's time to dust off the old records and just let people know what I'm all about. Yo, it is cold as shit. It is cold as hell outside. I hope everybody is safe and sound and warm in your domiciles. Yeah, man, it was cold, bro. Like, it was cold over the weekend. Ice storms and snowstorms and all that. Like, I have a couple of folks down in Texas that the pipes froze. And it's funny how no other state, like, no southern states, that they're like, oh, I don't want to go up to north and those Yankees and all that. And then when they get, like, a little bit of, like, ice on the road, they have no idea how to fucking navigate any of that. Like, that's why I love Jersey. Yes, I love Jersey so much because we get to experience all goddamn four seasons. And I love that shit. I love the fact that we get hot-ass summers, we get cold-ass winters, we get beautiful fall days and spring, all that bullshit. And then, you know, like Texas, they're like, oh, my God, the heat and steaks and all that shit. And then it gets a little slippery, and then, like, the fucking state shuts down. But, yeah, so... It's cold. I hope everybody's warm. It's January. What the fuck are you going to expect? So, and I'm going to be working soon in a state notorious for this winter. I'm going to be working in Pennsylvania now. And I got to get ready for that. I got to get ready for that whole mindset. I'm going to be driving to that doofy ass state every fucking day. Sound like one of those old tin canny. I'm a hobo asking for change cups. Yeah, I gotta get used to all that bullshit over there. But like again, like you know, I'm gonna be driving like an hour plus every day. So I've been trying to find closer accommodations, if you will. I've been trying to look for a better living space. You know, I got a small place. It's just me for the most of the time. My kids visit every so often. But yeah, like I need better living quarters. And it's even to the point where like I'm going to be making a decent amount of change. And like I remember like years ago, if you were making the salary that I'm going to be making, they're like, hey, yo, so when you're buying the yacht, I am kidding, of course. But like, damn, like it's rough out there, bro. Like it is hard out there. Like the cost of living has gone up so substantially, within the past, I want to say 10 years, that what people used to make doesn't cut it anymore. What people are paying hasn't really reached where it needs to be. Like I know recently they're gonna raise I think the New York what do you call it, the minimum wage. They're gonna raise it another dollar to $16. But like you making $16 an hour in 2024. It's not going to cut it, especially working and living in the largest, one of the most densely populated cities in the world. And it's hard, man. Like this inflation is going up, and people blame Biden, people blame Trump. I just blame banks. Like it's rough out here. Like they said, like in inflation has been increasing since mid 2021, causing prices to rise faster than paychecks. Yeah, no shit. Out here, like what a person used to spend on groceries back in the day. And what we pay now is gross. Like I remember like just food shopping as a kid with my mom, and just like, oh my God, I spent $150 in groceries. It was four of us. It was my three me, my two brothers, and my mom. And so she would spend like $120, $150 every time we went to the supermarket, and that's per week. So per week, this is what she spent. But like we would get like 17 goddamn bags of groceries. We would have like 4 dozen eggs and 2 gallons of milk and fucking four different types of cereals, all no frills. Because my mother wasn't a brand whore like most of these motherfuckers today. Vegetables out the ass. And like today, like if you spend like 150 in the supermarket, 120 in the supermarket, you're leaving with three bags tops, like nothing more than that. Like for example, like me, I'm a little bit more bougie than most people, but I like to give back. I'm bougie, but I like to give back. So I got a subscription to Imperfect Foods. This is not an ad, but I would love I would love Imperfect Foods if you're watching, if you're listening, I would love the sponsorship. But I got Imperfect Foods. I spend like $65 a week, and they just send me a bunch of shit that, like, oh, here's some cookies that nobody ever liked, or here's a can of coconut milk. So yeah, and I'm paying $65, and it's like 14 things. And I go, bro, this is not the same groceries that my mom was paying for. And obviously, I am talking about the 90s, and I'm talking about a full 30 years later. But damn, like if prices went up that much, I believe that the salaries should have gone up. And that's the discrepancy. There's always a discrepancy where your salary and whatever you're making, your take home, isn't matching how much you have to spend. Like again, I've been looking for a closer apartment to where I'm going to work. Starting soon. Now, again, I have a small place. I have a one bedroom, and I pay whatever I pay, right? Now, and I again, it's not the flashiest things. I deck it out pretty nicely, but I could use some space. So I'm like, okay, I'm making a little bit of better money now, so I can afford da 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 da. Now, I'm apartment hunting, and I'm going on Trulia, and I'm going on Zillow, and I'm on like Facebook Market and all that shit, right? And I'm looking at it. I'm like, yo, why is a two bedroom $3,500 a month? And everybody's like, well, the New Yorkers have come and raised all the rent in New Jersey and all that. And I'm like, nah, bro, because it's pretty comparable in New York too. You just like you're paying for the space. But yeah, man, I'm looking at it, and I go, I don't understand how people with like how should I put this? Like I have a pretty decent arrangement with my kid's mother, where I pay whatever I pay, and I cover extra costs whenever costs. Ugh. I cover extra costs Shall they ever arise? And so, and again, I make okay money, but there's people who don't make okay money, and there's people that have to live way below their means, in order to cover expenses, in order to cover child support, and in order to cover alimony and all that. And I go, this is rough. And like now I see, like the older I've become, like I'm 41, and I see like fuck, yo, taxes are a bitch, man. Like I, and this is without giving anything away, but they take like a 1,000 out of my check every week, or every pay period. And I'm like, God damn. Now I remember a time where I didn't even make 1,000 a week. I didn't even make 1,000 every 2 weeks. I was down bad. And I go, and that's not, and that's not a far departure of what people make now. Like what I used to make and what people make now is it hasn't moved. It hasn't changed. So how do we expect these people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, as Republicans say, without the assistance of Section 8, or without Medicaid, without welfare, without all this shit, without all these government assistance programs, where yeah, it raises our taxes, and then but people aren't making what they're supposed to make. So it's you we're creating a problem. And we're trying to supplement income over this way, but it's like, you understand what I mean? Like you have all these Republicans that are giving all these fucking tax breaks to multi-billion dollar corporations, Amazon, Walmart. You have all these huge corporations making money hand over fist with paying little to zero taxes. Employing the people, paying them shitty, and then taking more taxes out of their paycheck in order to cover government programs. I don't get it. I truly don't get it. I never will. Like, this is, I guess this is something that I really didn't worry about. Until I got older, I'm like, motherfucker, man. All I want is a two-car garage with this, and I need heat and hot water, and can I afford an above-ground pool? But like all these price increases and all this stuff, and I'm like, dude, like I you know who can afford to live by themselves? And that's the that, and that's the catch-22 of it, like. Who can afford to live by themselves? Like I think a lot of people have stayed in situations and stayed in relationships because rent is too damn high, or because they can't afford to live life on their own. Like bro, like I. Again, like I have become more and more financially responsible throughout the years, and so I've worked myself into a place where okay, I'm comfortable, my kids are comfortable, and I can pay whatever I want, and I can get extra guacamole whenever I'm feeling randy for it. Matter of fact, hold on. So this past fucking weekend, I'm with my girl. We go to a hoity-toity town here in Jersey. What is it? Morristown? Morristown. Morristown's pretty affluent. So we're there, and like I like the fact because I dress the way that I dress, I talk how I talk everywhere that I go, and you know that I'm just. Me, I'm just, I there's no facade about this. So we go to this place. We're having brunch on Sunday, and so I'm like, okay, let's get a couple of cocktails, let's get breakfast and whatever. So I ask for extra shit, and this is why, I like the fact that I make what I make, and I can easily talk shit, whatever. And I go, hey, matter of fact, it comes with two eggs. I want an extra egg, and throw in some avocado because I want some avocado. So, the young lady comes back, goes away. She's like, perfect, I got you right away, sir. And then she comes back like 3 or 4 minutes later, and she's like, oh, I have to let you know that is a $2 upcharge for both things. Like, it's $2 for the eggs, $2 for the avocado. And I'm like, got it. Yes, I still want it. I still want it. Because I don't know what she was expecting for me to say. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand racism sometimes. And I'm not saying this is she was being racist. I'm just, maybe it was broke talk. I don't know. Because I dress the way that I dress. I talk the way that I talk. I sound however the fuck I sound. So I don't know if it was a racist thing. I don't know if it was a money thing. But I was like, okay, I get it. And my girl was like, she goes, that's weird. I'm like, it happens. It happens to me quite often. And it's just like, $4 ain't gonna make or break my motherfucking breakfast. I'm not gonna go. Now, if they charge me $4 extra on a breakfast sandwich, if I'm getting bacon, egg, and cheese, which I would never get, if I'm getting a breakfast sandwich, and typically the cost is like $9, well, even that's fucking high, and they charge me another four extra dollars to put extra shit on it, there will be a conversation. There will be like, nah, nigga, suck my dick. I'm like paying $12 or fucking whatever the fuck for a goddamn egg with egg white sandwich, whatever the fuck, and spinach. I don't know, I'm pretty picky when it comes to my breakfast sandwiches. But yeah, so like but imagine there's places where people who can't go and they don't got it, they're like, hey yo, $2 for some slices of avocado and an extra egg, bro. Like, these shits better be these better be pterodactyl eggs that you're putting on my goddamn egg plate. That avocado better come from Machu Picchu its motherfucking self, because how can you justify it? Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So I was even looking out there. I was looking in that affluent town. I was like, hey, maybe I can try to find a place out here. Nope. Wrong. I don't even have enough money to access the websites for the real estate agents over there. They're like, hey yo, you need this much money to fucking talk shit over here. But yeah, man, like, I think, and I was having a conversation over the weekend where I think peak civilization, peak American society was like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like, everybody was making money hand over fist. Everybody was making money. Everybody had their bag. I like, everybody had gold chains. Everybody had diamond bracelets. Like, and I'm not bullshitting. Like, everybody that I knew, had a car. They had stuff to floss. They always had gear. They always had money to go out. And we all had jobs or side endeavors, as I put it. But like, I think after like 9/11 and all that, and like with every I guess global crisis, the shit just gets worse and worse and worse. Yeah, 9/11, you had Katrina, then you had the war in Afghanistan, and then we had all these wars, and then we had the pandemic, and then we had the, like, it was bad, dude. It was bad. And I think if we keep going down this path, we're gonna become a third world country. Because just that's how it feels these days. Like I don't see much people smiling out here, bro. Like I don't see, like again, so, and this is a little clue into who I am as a person, right? In real life. So the reason I'm starting a new job in Pennsylvania is they're closing the site that I'm at in Jersey. Now, mind you, I recently had to let go of 100 something people, especially in the state of New Jersey, especially in central to North Jersey. Work is very hard to, it's hard to come by these days. It's very, very hard to come by. So because companies aren't hiring, or they're not paying enough. And a lot of companies, much like mine, they're moving to places with lower rent and lower taxes. And it seems unfair. It's very unfair. Like I find it unfair, but I am fortunate enough to be in a position where, okay, I can follow the company where I need to go for now. But there's a lot of people in situations that aren't as lucky as me. So now they have to rely on, New Jersey wages and New Jersey taxes and New Jersey rent, and then on top of that, let's say they don't have a place to go after that. Like they don't have another job lined up. They're on unemployment for a couple of months at least. And it's rough because now you have to budget everything. Everything that you were used to now goes downhill. I've been on unemployment twice in my life. It's not fucking easy. I'm telling you, it's not goddamn easy. You're always backed up, and rent doesn't stop, bro. Like rent does. They want it on the first, every single time, like without a break. Like yo, dude, like. Can I get like a discount 1 month, bro? Like even new places, they're like, hey, we'll give you 2 weeks off, something. God damn. Like, but that's the thing. Like the bills don't stop, the rent doesn't stop. You still need car insurance. You still all these accrued expenses that you've established while you were working still exist. And again, this is why people stay in fucking relationships, because like this the financial dependency that we I guess obtain when we're in relationships. Like for example, when I first separated with my kid's mom, it was rough out there, bro. It was rough. It for me, it was really hard out there. Like I'm not saying that she didn't have her struggles or whatever, but I personally was going through it. Like I went to I had for my first apartment after, and I was making garbage money. I was depressed. I was drinking all the fucking time. I didn't have fucking furniture and the shit because I couldn't afford it. And then like after a year, I ended up getting evicted because it's rough. Like because Because my finances were so tied to another person that I wasn't able to maintain that manner of living that I was accustomed to. And again, like she, admittingly, she handled a lot of the household finances, which again, like I in the subsequent the later years or the years after that, I developed the know-how and the wherewithal to manage my finances a lot better than when I was with somebody. So again, like, but a lot of people aren't as fortunate as me to be in that situation. A lot of people are just like in shitty situations with shitty people making shitty money, and now I can't fucking leave because it's hard out there, man. It's rent is too damn high, gas is too fucking high, groceries is too high, and the wait list for Section 8 and the wait list for welfare is hard because so many people are applying for these programs that there's a fucking wait list. Yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, I do hope that things do get better. I hope, you know, inflation is able to be topped off or come down slightly. I hope that, you know, the taxes stop kicking our fucking asses because it's look, fuck it. I'm going to say it like this. Companies need to start paying people what the fuck they deserve. The cost of living keeps going up, so the wages need to go up. Now, if the wages go up, that means less dependency on government programs. Now, you fucking Republicans love to fucking talk shit that the Democrats like to keep you on a government tit to suckle at the welfare and the, and I don't know what voice I'm doing, and the welfare and all the Medicaid and all that he and hawing and all that shit. These niggas and these specs, they need to get off their asses to start working. That's what the fuck they need to do. But if government if companies start raising their wages, less niggas and specs on the government's hit. But for some reason, people keep voting for lower taxes for billionaires. Like I don't understand it. Like, I liken it to this. Like, I remember I was watching a reel on Instagram where Selena Gomez was doing like a live TikTok or live whatever the fuck she was doing. She was live streaming, and apparently in these streams you can buy gifts for the person streaming, like the host, and it costs money. It costs money to give gifts to the host. Now, I'm not pocket watching, but I'm sure Selena Gomez doesn't need little Becky $14. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. So I don't understand the whole giving money to billionaires so they can have more money. I don't understand it. Now, in no way am I a communist. In no way. I'm not a socialist either. I think, you know, people need to fucking work for, if you work hard for it, you should make that money. You know, in the past, my family has been recipients of some certain programs, Section 8, food stamps and welfare. This is like when I was growing up. But my mom worked her way into a position where we no longer needed that shit. Again, and matter of fact, you know what? Fuck that shit. She came from another country, worked in factories and warehouses, and then got a degree in clerical administration, and then got a good job, a decent paying job, and then just rose in the ranks in that company to move on to another entity where she was able to make good money. It's not out of the fucking realm of possibility because I've seen it personally happen, where a person can come from another fucking country, work hard, and pull themselves out of the gutter. Because of her, me and my brothers have the work ethic that we have. So, but there's people who don't have that work ethic. They prefer to stay on the government tit. They prefer to live in the projects and all this shit. And I go, okay, so those people who do abuse the fucking system. But let's, again, if everybody's making money, crime goes down, the dependency on government programs goes down, because now you have people pulling their weight, paying their wages, and it's one of those seesaw effects. Like one thing affects the other, and you go, all right, if this raises, this has to go lower. The taxes go higher, wages get lower. Fucking wages get higher, less money goes, less taxes have to go to government programs. So again, man, like it's hard out here, and I pray for all the people that are stuck in certain situations, and you know, they don't know how they're gonna get to work, or they don't like for yeah. Again, I've been in situations where I had no car and I had to find a way to get to work every fucking day, in the fucking rain, in the fucking snow, and when it's bitter cold, it's ice storm. If there's a will, there's a way. I hate to be as tacky as saying that, but you know, but my hats go off to the hardworking people out there, and it just sucks that we're all in situations where that damn like it doesn't matter how well you try to do, there's always an obstacle there to keep you back where the fuck you are. Like I don't understand that. Like everything is always a $2 upcharge. Everything is a $2 upcharge when it comes to today's society. Hey, I want low rent. Cool, low rent. Got you. We have a beautiful two bedroom, 1.5 bath. Cool. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. Where at? And it's in the worst fucking neighborhood imaginable. It's like putting a fucking loft condo with open view and beautiful whatever, and you put that shit in the middle of Gaza, and I'm like, bro, I'm trying to get away from this nigga. Like, this is rough out here, bro. I grew up around here. This is a terrible area. But then you go, like, I just want peace, and I want to move out to where I don't see ruffians rousting about, and I don't have Cuban neighbors fucking blasting music to the daylight. Like, I have new upstairs neighbors, and there's a motherfucking shopping cart in my backyard. Like, bro, what are we doing here? Like, it should be a respectable neighborhood. Nice, nice, beautiful, clean Italian neighborhood. Until my kind started coming around. I don't know, man. And my heart goes out to those people in fucking relationships where you... Look, just cheat. Hey, just have a roommate that you share kids with. Like, this is, it's hard out there, bro. It's hard out there. Like, I don't understand much things in life, but that I do know. I do know it's hard out here to live alone and like to have like expendable income. And like, especially if you have kids, like if you're single and you don't have any kids or puppies or whatever the fuck, you're living a pretty good right now. But the rest of us with the responsibilities of keeping people alive and keeping people financed, it's hard out here, man. Like, I never understood when I was a kid. I never understood the saying "is cheaper to keep her." And I was like, I get it. It's cheaper to keep her. It's way cheaper to keep her. It's like, hey, look, go do your thing. Go get dug out. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go do my thing. But let's make sure that the rent's paid. Because it's hard out here. And I really don't feel like living alone or looking for another goddamn fucking apartment in a terrible, terrible area. I hope, man. I'm my fingers are crossed. I'm gonna see a place on Friday. Let's see if that goes well. It's all right. So I saw one. I saw one in the area, and like this goes along with my hipster sensibilities. So I saw one in the nearby town, and it was like an old harmonica factory, like a small, it's a small place, but it's a big, big space, right? And I'm like, Word, nigga. Like, this is where I deserve to be. Like, this goes against, like, oh my, this is my swag and shit. It's like high ceilings and fucking brick wall and all that shit. And then somebody talked me out of it. They're like, no, bro, like, you're gonna go broke with this place. And it's only a one bedroom. So I was like, good point. Excellent point. So sometimes you need dream killers in your life to fucking they really bring you down to earth. So no, I'm gonna go see a place. And the hunt goes on, and I'm just trying to make sure that I'm comfortable in a better area, and my kids don't have to worry about fucking gunshots around the corner from my house. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've turned, like, I've opened up my phone or my laptop, and I heard, somebody got, four people got stabbed around the corner from my house. I'm like, God damn, four? I understand two, but the other two, what the fuck were y'all doing? Just standing there waiting your turn and shit? Anyway. But yeah, so I'm just looking, I just want to get, I want to get out the hood. I'm tired of Dominicans playing dominoes on the street corner. Yeah, man. So I pray for all of y'all. I hope things turn around for you. I hope I hope this minimum wage hits soon. This minimum wage raise hits soon. Because you know what, man? You people, like, especially during the pandemic, you started realizing who's essential and who's non-essential and shit. And yeah, like, the people who work minimum wage jobs, they're essential. Surprise, surprise. They're fucking essential. They're essential as shit. They service our food. They work in our supermarkets. They pump our gas. They fucking give us our toll money. They ship out our clothes and goods in warehouses and shit. So I just want everything to turn around for everybody, man. It's getting rough out here, and I want everybody to make money and be happy, bro. Like, is that so much to ask for? And again, it's cold out there. It's really, really fucking cold. So bundle up. This is chubby person season. You see, I'm being more inclusive. I'm saying chubby person, not a chubby man or chubby bitch or whatever. Chubby, just it's chubby they them season. Chubby non-binaries season. And cuddle up to something, nice and warm and thick. Yeah, and take your goddamn vitamins, man. I'm sick of y'all motherfuckers coughing everywhere. Just like fucking open mouth coughing on fruit. This is why I have to get my groceries delivered in boxes. Do you not understand? That's what's going on now. Fucking Imperfect Foods and fucking Amazon Fresh and all that shit. Like, I have that delivered to me, and then I gotta wash it. And shit. Like, if you people just cover your mouths every so often instead of just fucking sneezing on the pomegranate and shit, like, we'll be a better society, I believe. I believe that's what. So, you know what? Let's cut it there. Again, make enough money so you can leave that bitch. Just anywho, and on that note, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace. That was the wrong one.